song predates Sonic. That classical piece predates Sonic.
Weeaboo brain makes you think, oh yes, that was
no,
Sonic.
I didn't instantly recognize it as Hall of the Mountain King. I thought you were singing fucking whatever the second level of Sonic 1 is.
Bruh, you are beyond the point of no return.
Do the Hall of the Mountain King again. But now I get it. Did he do something different? Did he do okay?
No, he did Hall of the Mountain King.
Maybe I wasn't listening properly.
He did Hall of the Mountain King.
I feel like it sounded different.
He didn't sing. He didn't. Then I wouldn't have picked out the fact it was Hall of the Mountain King instantly. You're like, no, it was Yuji Naka. Shut your mouth.
I don't think he wrote the sound, but no, it was Michael Jackson. No. Michael Jackson.
The guy who legendarily did all of the Mountain King.
He did, yeah. That's what Michael Jackson did. All of the Mountain King. He did do that one time. It was great. Everyone revered him for centuries for that one piece of music. I can imagine living in a world in which Michael Jackson created all the classical songs and how that would change the real world.
I don't know if it'd change anything, really.
You don't think it would?
I think it would have zero material effects on the world.
I think that paedophilia would be legal.
Oh, really? Would you?
See, the thing is, Adam, is as you opened up with that, you knew this was where it was ending. There was no other logical conclusion.
To be fair, I absolutely had no idea.
There was no other logical conclusion to this line of questioning apart from that.
But it's Michael Jackson.
I guess, right? I should have known bringing Michael Jackson into any part of the world ends in paedophilia, right? In conversation purposes, I must state legally. Not really. That cannot be proven.
He was a paedophile, allegedly.
He was allegedly.
So his estate. Oh, we're not even recording.
We are.
Of course we are. What are you talking about? Adam records everything.
I wish I had recorded the.
Once you're on the Discord call, that you are being recorded. Yeah. There's no other safe assumption to make.
True.
You are. I love what Adam goes. You are. You are being recorded. I'm recording you without your consent, without you knowing.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I didn't record from the beginning, and then I wish I had recorded Louis doing Hall of the Mountain King, but it is what it is. It's too late now.
Why, when you had such premium content as...
We did have premium content.
That.
Exactly. Hello and welcome to Sometimes Video Games. I'm Adam, and as per usual, I'm joined by the lovely Charlie Walsh and Louis Birtwistle. How are you doing today? Oh. No.
What?
You're right.
What?
Just treated with utter silence.
I was stretching, but my microphone didn't pick it up because I have noise suppression turned on, which means I can't turn on my fan and you won't be able to hear it. Let's go, man.
It's not that... Is it that warm today? I am kind of warm at the moment, but that's also because I'm sat on my computer. So that's kind of a thing. I've not been super warm the last week. You've been okay, Charlie? You've been dying this week, or you've been surviving?
You know.
Good. That's... Good, thank you.
You can't see, but I'm sort of shaking my head in a kind of sort of like, what more did you want from me?
You're right. I agree. I invite you onto this podcast, and every week I expect
you invite me on here. Do you? It's yours now, is it? It's yours, is it now? Oh, okay. I didn't know that's how we were moving, but okay. If it's yours, then that's how it goes.
You know.
If it's yours, Adam's podcast.
just expected the words to happen.
The work? You expected... Oh, okay.
Oh, you know I expect the work, Charlie, yeah.
You look at
hey, just so you all know, I've backed us the most financially.
You have.
It's Louise, if anything.
Yeah, sure. Louis, can you host this podcast?
No, I'd rather not. Please keep hosting.
Louis is the rich financial backer. He is the kingpin of the organization.
I would have gone with Sugar Daddy for sure.
He could be the Sugar. Which one would you prefer, Louis? The Sugar Daddy or the Kingpin?
Oh, the Kingpin. This one's really. I definitely don't want to be a fucking Sugar Daddy.
You don't want to be a Sugar Daddy?
No, it's so creepy and weird. I don't like that term. That word, just the term, like, it makes me feel a bit ill.
There you go, Charlie. You make Louis being a bit ill.
I just offered it up. If you don't want it.
I couldn't finish the sentence. It was too cruel. It was too mean. How are we all doing? We all having a nice evening, nice day, nice month.
I'm doing okay. I've had a good. Work has been actual fucking hell.
Isn't that bad? You've been super busy for. I guess stuff starts in like September and shit, right?
So... No, it's the fact that I had to work with no air conditioning in a warehouse which got to a peak of 42 degrees inside the warehouse. It was hotter in the warehouse than it was outside.
That sounds about right. For all those that don't know, for anyone who is not in the UK and is listening, I'm sure you still know if you're not from the UK. We've had over the last... It's not the last week, is it? But I mean, I guess over the last week, last couple of weeks, we've had pretty big, pretty severe heat waves in the UK.
I feel like it's underselling it a bit. We have had the hottest days in recorded history.
Yeah, that's actually correct today. Yeah, we have had the hottest.
Last Tuesday was the hottest day in recorded history.
Which is crazy. That's actually insane. I'm surprised Charlie's still alive.
It's the first time it has ever gotten to 100 degrees Fahrenheit in the UK. The first time it ever reached 100.
That's a lot. I don't even know what... Yeah, the Fahrenheit thing is crazy. That's a lot. I don't know how much it normally is in other places. I know people sort of like roasting British people on Twitter and stuff like, oh, you can't handle the heat, it's too cold, it's too hot. But like... There's a real difference to British hot weather. Like, it's so sweltering in Britain. I went on holiday in Cyprus like ages ago, right? And I have no doubt that it's hotter in Cyprus than it is in the UK. But one, it didn't feel that hot. Two, they have so much air conditioning, it doesn't matter. And three, I was fine. Like, my shoes were melting. Because they were shit and from Primark, but I was fine. Whereas, like, in British heat, I'm just sat there like, oh, fuck this. I guess it's because there's no escape, right? There's, like, no escape from British heat.
Also,
well, the thing is,
that no one else references, I hear this sort of stuff all the time, and the thing that no one references is you're there on holiday.
Well, I mean, yeah. I was also like, by the
Louis
sea as well, which is...
like, 42 nice degrees stuff. When he was on holiday...
It's probably not as
bad. As opposed to at work.
Yeah,
much different proposition.
Well, the thing is as well is that I feel like the air or the sort of the climate in the UK is very moist.
I think, for
lack of using a better word.
Like I was by the sea in Cyprus as well, and I have absolutely no thoughts that like if you were like in Brighton, for example. By the seaside, it would be nicer than being in a warehouse in.
But the thing is, in hotter countries, you'll notice it's usually dry. It's usually drier climate as well. So, and the fact that it's not like that in the UK, just kind of makes it all a bit worse because then a lot of that moisture evaporates and
it just gets very heavy, I think. It's a heavy, wet heat. And it's kind of it's just unpleasant to be in, right? I think unpleasant's the right word, I think.
Unpleasant is that's a great word. But I think the issue that I'm having is more with the company that I work for, more than anything.
Were they not helping out?
All of the other warehouses got sent home. All of the other warehouses are on our industrial park. They got sent home.
Why did you guys not get sent home?
Our office got sent home. The office staff got sent home. But we didn't.
Why?
Because profit margins.
Legit, but every other warehouse did, right? There must be. That's fucking ridiculous. Surely these. I don't know.
But yeah, every other warehouse on our street or our park got good. Like, they sent all their stuff home.
That's outrageous that yours won. How's it been working from home, Charlie?
Shit. Next question. It's very much the same as Louis in terms of just heat, like being hotter inside than it is outside. Mm. I've been saying this to my girlfriend for like 2-3 weeks building up to it. I've been going, look, because she won't go out, like I'll go shopping or whatever, and I'll come back and I'll be like, bro, it's significantly hotter in here than it is out there.
Mm.
And then I can't remember if it was the Monday or the Tuesday, she went out to do something and she came back in and she was like, how is it hotter in here? That's what, bro, I've been saying this. I've been done saying this. And I like, it's just, you just deal with it and just move on, right? But like, we have a thermometer and she's been checking it literally every 5 minutes. and it's just going, oh, it's bloody hot in here. And I'm like, yes, I know. I know.
That's funny.
Because I work in the hottest room in the house.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And she works in the coldest room in the house. And so every time it's just, hot in here, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, it is. It's very warm. So it wasn't ideal.
I think I'm kind of, I guess, blessed in a way that, like, I think this house is
were you hashtag blessed?
Yeah, hashtag blessed. I think this house is cooler than the outside usually is. I think there have been a couple days last week where it wasn't, but for the most part, especially the room that I'm in, especially if I'm not just sat there on a PC forever. It's got wooden floors, I guess, right? So there's no carpet in this room at all. And I guess, you know, heat rises. So it's kind of just a bit of a cooler room, I suppose, which is nice, I guess.
Has Lee got some nice air conditioning?
No, nobody's got air conditioning. Don't lie. Don't be silly. No, it's just I've got a cooler room because of like the way it's sort of, I guess, stone, like the brick walls and the wooden floor instead. There's no carpeting in this room. I assume the rooms with carpeting in are much warmer. But yeah, usually not as bad inside as it is outside. Because we've been outside, like we went out to do shopping and stuff like that and come in and gone, why is it so hot outside? So yeah. Not that it's not got air conditioning, it's just, I think it's just the way the house is built, you know. Like sometimes houses are built to be a bit cooler. Weird stuff.
Well, like my girlfriend's parents' flat is significantly colder.
Is it?
It was mad. We were in there on Tuesday and it was so significantly, it was like we walked in and it was like being in an air-conditioned place. They don't have air conditioning, it's just the way they're, the way it's built. It's just odd like that. It's just the way these things work. It's annoying. But yeah, Monday and Tuesday, I mean, because obviously London was the hottest part of the UK as well, or the southeast was. And Monday and Tuesday were just unbearable. It really was just next level. It really was.
It sounds like, yeah, London's usually the hotter place in the UK as well. Like, I think, I don't know why specifically, and I guess it's because it's like a very busy city with lots of stuff going on, lots of people, lots of energy happening. I don't know.
Climate-wise.
Climate-wise. Yeah. Like cities in general, I saw that Manchester was pretty, pretty. I think there was one day where I was like, I think Manchester was supposed to be the hottest place on in the country at one day out of them as well. But yeah, countryside's a bit cooler at least. Seaside's where you want to be in it. You want to go to the beach?
No, I don't want to be exposed. I want to stay in a. I want to stay in the shade.
In the shade, yeah.
And don't go anywhere near the beach. If there's that's there's no trees there, so no.
Ah, we can get palm trees, I don't know.
Oh yes, those famous palm trees in the UK beaches.
Yeah, UK beaches have palm trees.
I see everywhere.
I've been to Blackpool Pleasure Beach and seen the plastic palm trees.
To be fair, no, I haven't.
I'm just saying, Blackpool Beach is fucking disgusting.
I mean, it's all
Jesus.
Sewage.
Oh my god, it's black. Like, yeah. I remember going once, and like it was almost. It was like it was nearly black.
Yeah, don't go like, in the water at Blackpool Beach. Don't just leave the water alone.
And I go to like Spain, Bilbao, and I have never seen water as blue.
Yeah.
As the water I saw in Bilbao, I have never seen water that blue.
Hmm.
Holy shit, it was blue. It was a beautiful, like, bright blue colour.
Sounds good. Yeah, when we were in Cyprus, we went on a little speedboat out to watch the turtles and stuff. And that was really, the water there was relatively clean as well. It was seawater though, so. But yeah, I agree. Like, UK beaches are not particularly pleasant at the best of times. And now when we start dumping stuff in our rivers as well, it's probably going to be even worse, isn't it?
Probably, yeah. It's doesn't sound like a...
Probably not the nicest. But yeah, Blackpool's like basically a sewage plant. It's like Blackpool Beach. It's basically just sewage water. It's from the decades of people going there and just dumping shit and not caring. Which is pretty sad, all in all.
But it's also it's not just the people.
It's not just the people. Yes, you're right, correct.
In fact, I feel like the people, just the people that go there is actually quite a small percentage of the sewage.
Probably, yeah. They're not there all year round to do more sewage, are they?
But Blackpool Beach is minging, though. Yeah, like, people, Jesus Christ, people, like, clean your shit.
You know the one thing that is associated with Blackpool? Yeah, maybe make it nicer so that people would want to go there.
To be fair, do people like still think of the Blackpool Illuminations when they think of Blackpool?
I don't know. Charlie, what do you think of when you think of Blackpool?
M to the B.
Oh
my god!
To be fair,
that's a good answer.
She is probably the most popular export from Blackpool. Like, it's not incorrect, is it?
Oh my god! Don't call her an export. She's a person, Adam.
That song is an export, I guess, right?
I thought Little T was like the popular one.
Yeah, but Little T didn't bang on TikTok, did he?
Yeah, that's the difference.
Oh, I guess not.
Like, Little T is the... if we're talking about this, Little T the artist is probably the most popular artist out of the group.
Not Afghan Dan.
If you're talking about the biggest song, then it's M to the B.
Yeah, the biggest song by far is that, because it...
They were like the big trio, weren't they? Like, what was it called? Sophie Aspin.
Sophie Aspin.
Little T and Afghan Dan. Fucking Afghan Dan, what a name, man.
I still don't really know. Is he from Afghan? He's not, I don't know where he came up with that name, but...
I don't watch the BG Media documentary.
I don't know, is it the one on, like, Vice?
Yeah.
I've seen it when they get back together for some reason, and they're like having fish and chips, and they like clearly don't like each other.
Yeah.
But I don't think I don't think Afghan Dan had much involvement in that. They had
a bit. He's in the documentary, though.
He is, yeah.
The documentary is about those three.
It is.
Mostly.
Millie B is not in there often.
Like a Little T's mum looks like a future Sophie Aspin.
What? That's like so harsh. On Sophie Aspen.
Darcy is probably a bit mean. If you're listening to this,
They definitely are.
No one listens to
this. You know, I thought that the Blackpool Grind Media thing was literally, because how long ago was that now? At least 3 or 4 years ago, right? Like, it's got to be a while.
My brain, for some reason, says like 2016.
I thought it was just some like nonsense or whatever, but like, hearing kids now do the fucking M to the B thing, and that like they all know all about like the Blackpool Grind. I just sat there like, how did these kids?
Yeah, but M to the B is the only one.
You're not 12-year-old kid, little T.
He's not 12 anymore, is he?
He's an adult.
He's almost 30.
he's an adult.
He is an adult. He is an adult. Yeah.
He was 12.
He was.
And I'm like, bruh, I was like 20.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
It surprises me that has lasted so long in, I guess, British culture.
It's only M to the B, really, that did. The other stuff is just like the people who were there. Like, M to the B is the one that, like, you know.
Well, yeah, sure.
and that's because it banged on TikTok.
It did.
I mean, to be fair, there was also, you know, little T singing about the horrible things he was going to do to somebody's sister.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Her a kicking. Sorry, it's an unreal.
Five chicken licking. I'm gonna give her a kicking. Are the actual lyrics? I'm not gonna say the other lyrics because
no, not the other one. Definitely
I'm
not
gonna
the
say
other one.
The other one, but I will definitely say those ones.
it's definitely a part of history now. It's that whole
historians will look upon the events of Blackpool Grind Media.
they will indeed. They will look upon that day and wonder.
Here we see David Attenborough is all like, and here we see Sophie Aspin spitting some absolute bars
outside of her neighbor's house. I've seen something similar to that, actually.
Historians believe this was the mating call of the people of Blackpool.
Funny man Sam.
He was like a bit of a dickhead, apparently. Like, he went around, like, he went around robbing homes and shit, I think.
Oh, no.
There was a, what you call it? There was, they did a cypher in 2020.
What?
Which has Lil T, Afghan Dan, Caliman Sam's on it. Can't remember who else.
Hmm.
In 2020, the year of all.
In the year of all of 2020, Blackpool Grind Media was still a thing. I don't think it is a thing, though, is it? Is it still a thing? Do people still do stuff for... Like, does Blackpool still have a grime scene?
I mean, everywhere will still have a grime scene, but I don't know if
everywhere will have a grime scene. Can you imagine the fucking... I don't know.
Oh my god, I just looked at...
Oxfordshire grimes.
On the Road Rage, which is, of course, the Lil T song, which has the lyrics that we were referring to.
Yes.
You know how, like, Spotify has lyrics?
Up? Yes.
Yeah, it has that line.
Yeah.
Impressive.
It's full glory, no censorship.
Yeah, no censorship. They just have a 12-year-old saying that, just out there.
Nice. I mean, I guess... It's got to show, right? You've got to be really like on it about what you censor and what you don't censor on Spotify. Are a lot of things censored on? Do you say on Spotify or on?
I don't know. I've never seen anything censored on it, but I've like, got censored I felt like if anything was going to be, it'd be that. Well, I'm surprised
I feel like music shouldn't. I feel like music on a music platform shouldn't be censored. I feel like music on.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not. To be clear, censored. I don't think you should censor the song. But, like, just having the lyrics up feel, like, for that specific song feels odd to me.
It does it.
Like, I'm not saying if... I mean, the song being on there feels odd to me in general just because the context of the song is just a madness, right? But, like, I mean, like, when you have, like, a 12-year-old saying that, and then it's just like, yeah, here's the thing. It's just all of it just feels quite odd. I don't know if censoring it is the right thing to do. I'm just surprised they didn't. But I'm not saying censor the song more than just specifically the button you press when the lyrics come up and it shows it,
I can tell you now, it does not say, I've just checked Mad City, Kendrick Lamar, and it does not censor the word that it says there either.
Sure, but that's the thing. But that's the difference. That's Kendrick Lamar,
not a 12-year-old
from Blackpool.
It's Kendrick Lamar. He's allowed.
But I imagine if they were going to censor a word, it would be that word, regardless of who said it, right?
But again, Kendrick Lamar.
Sure. No, I'm not comparing. I'm just
Lil T.
I'm just seeing what exactly.
No, but I'm comparing them. That's what I'm saying is odd to me. Is the fact that the context is what makes it odd to me.
Hmm.
I'm not saying you're comparing them as artists, as if they're comparable.
Sure.
But that's kind of my point, is they're not comparable. So, yeah. like, I don't think any...
So, censor Lil T forever.
Kid, just, why not? Why not?
Why not just censor Lil T?
It's EBA at this point, bruv.
He's banned.
He's been banned.
He said he was going to do something bad.
He did say he was going to do something bad.
And he was 12 at the time, and then the person he's referencing was smaller than him. So that's even more concerning.
It's even worse, yeah. We brought it right back around to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Imagine saying that. Like, imagine...
To a person.
No, imagine, like, he must have been at that age where you just, like, don't understand what it is you're like.
No, he definitely fucking understood what he said.
No, yeah, but you don't understand.
He doesn't understand the context of what he's saying.
Sure.
The gravity of it, you know? You know what it is, and you know it's bad, but you don't understand
maybe,
the gravity.
Maybe, yeah, maybe he was like, I know I'm going to do bad things to your little sister, but I don't know what exactly this bad thing is. It's just a bad thing.
Even then, I think you do, but even then, you just don't understand
you said the gravity of the situation, I guess, right?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the same as, like, stealing a Mars bar or whatever, right? It's just bad.
It's like when young people say the N-word, it's like, they're aware of why the N-word is bad.
They just don't know why.
But they don't understand the gravity of it.
Hmm. The level of how bad it is.
Sure, yeah.
Well, the thing is, for most people, or a lot of young people that don't understand, it's like, to them, it's just words.
Mm.
Like, you'll just say them because they're bad, and it's, you know, for the shock value.
Yeah, I was told not to say these words, so I'm going to say them because I'm a bad boy, innit?
Well, I mean, it's just kid humor, isn't it?
I honestly don't.
It's like... You know, they don't really understand what makes comedy work. So they'll just be like, oh, this has like shock value. Like, I'm going to say this.
Lol, what a funny thing to say.
My favorite, and this isn't comparable at all again, but I used to babysit one of my mum's friend's kids.
Mm.
And he was like, he must have been about, I'm sure I've told you this story before, but you must have.
I love those degrees of separation between you and this kid, Charlie. That was a bit less entertaining for me.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I don't know why I gave you the exact info on who he was, but I don't know why I gave you that exact info. But like, and he must have been like 7 or 6 or something. He was super young. I don't know how old he was. Like, mega young. And he understood the cadence of a joke. But did not understand the context or the concept or how to build a joke.
So you could say something as if it was a build-up and then say something as if it was a punchline.
For like 6 hours, and I mean it's legit for like 6 hours, he would go, what do you get if you cross banana and a spider? Banana spider. And it would just do that. Like, he would just pick two things and then say them in a row. What do you get if you cross a car and a car tree, like that, just like for 6 hours. And
can I
like,
just say, I already like funny... this. I already like this kid. I already like this kid.
he's a legend. It was the funniest thing. Because, and the thing is, I was crying with laughter because of how objectively dumb it was.
Yeah.
But, he's taking that as, I'm nailing this set. I need to be writing this down. This set bangs. And so he did it.
Cartry, fucking classic Cartry.
He was like, oh, bro, I've got to get this. I'm going on Live in the Apollo next week. Like, it was, it was like non-stop. He would just two random things, and then he would just say it together over and over.
I love the idea now that he is like, he's in clubs. He's a semi-professional comedian, right? And he thinks he's a fucking banger, right? He closes on it every set because it's so fucking good. He goes,
Cartry.
What happens when you cross a car in a tree, Cartry?
Cartry. And it was so... That's how he would say it as well. What happens if you cross a car and a tree, Cartry? It was always like he would always say it in like the same breath. There was no pause for joke.
That's his set closer. And everyone fucking loves it.
Can I just say there is actually a website, and it's one of my favorite websites on the planet. And it's jokes written by six-year-olds.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. It's a great website.
It's so fucking good. So, like, you'd get jokes. Like, this is one of my favorite ones, which was, why did the chicken cross the road?
Bum.
Because its bum fell off.
Oh. Okay, sure.
Just like, that's the kind of level of joke you get.
I mean, they do say that the art of comedy is to deliver something unexpected, right?
Yeah. I suppose, yeah.
That's why it's so funny, because you didn't expect his bum to fall. But it did.
I'm now looking at the Kids Write Jokes Twitter account, which is just tweets, which are just jokes written by kids.
Mm.
And Adam, for some reason, this one's... This strikes me as something that you just distracts me as an
I've written. Okay.
If you go to the ham contest, what will the man say?
I don't know.
You won last year. You are not allowed.
You're right.
They just like they've got a setup, and then they're just like, right. Here's some other words, I guess.
Sadly, you're right. This is the level of joke that I have.
If you go to the ham contest.
I don't know what a ham contest is.
What will the man say?
What man? Which man? Is he the man who runs?
You won last year, you are not allowed.
To be fair, you have nailed me there, because I feel like when I was six, that's exactly the kind of thing that I would have said.
Oh my god! I'll add this to the reasons. Add this to the huge list of reasons why I want to be a dad.
This one, and for context, this. So they've written how the children wrote them as well.
Yeah.
So for context, this one is in all caps.
Nice.
Hey, what's for dinner, cow?
Hmm.
Poo, sir. It is the French way.
What?
Oh my god!
What? The French way.
It is the French way.
It is the French way. What is going on?
I feel like we gotta have some words with this kid's parents.
He just clearly hates the French, man. You can't take that away from him, man. You can't take that away from him.
Man. Waiter, how long will my pizza be? Waiter. Not very long, lol.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's a regular conversation, but in text speech, right?
Not very long, lol.
Just not very long, lol.
Not very long, lol. Oh, but what on earth? That's a joke. I mean, is it a joke? Doesn't have any of the normalcies. Maybe that's why it's so good. Is it books the trend of joke?
I think that's what it is, the beauty of, like, There's almost a joke somewhere in there, but we don't quite know where.
It's an anti-joke. What it is.
What do you get when you cross a T-Rex and a chicken?
Go on.
Nothing but death.
I suppose so, yeah.
This kid's bruv is having a moment that day.
It reminds me of this. I found something I followed ages ago when I was a bit younger, but it's the anti-joke cat. and he tells jokes that aren't jokes, and that's what the other one reminded me of. And this is an example of an anti-joke. Knock knock.
Who's there?
The postman.
Postman who?
Look, do you want this parcel or not?
It's good.
It's not a joke. It's specifically not a joke. They're just in the joke structure. What do you get when you throw a hand grenade in a French bathroom?
I don't know. What do you get when you throw a hand grenade in a French bathroom?
Imprisonment up to 15 years in an international detainment facility.
Imprisonment up to 15.
How many lesbians does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. How many lesbians does it take to change a light bulb?
One, unless she's too short, in which case she may get someone else to do it.
It's like it's set up and then fact.
It is just set up and then the actual answer to that question, I suppose. I don't know. Yeah, that's what the French waiter thing reminded me of anyway. It was like, yeah, I guess. How long will the pizza be? Not long, lol.
These are actually incredible.
Not long, lol. Not long,
what lol. I like is some of them follow. What some of them follow the form of a joke, even if it's not quite there. For example, what do you call a freak horse?
What do you call a freak horse?
Freak, as in F-R-E-A-K. Freak. What do you call a freak horse?
Yeah. What do you call a freak horse? Yeah. I don't know. What do you
Jessica.
Call it?
Jessica.
I guess.
Someone clearly annoyed them. Then you'll get ones that don't follow the form at all. For example. Crocodiles might be vegetarians because when they open their mouths, we could easily put in vegetables, right? Which it doesn't. That's I don't even know what's going on there.
Is that a sentence?
But this one might be the best.
Mm.
Guess, but spelt G-E-S-S. Guess how many snakes there are.
What?
13.
Oh.
I think there are a few more.
There are 13 snakes. Yeah. That's what the fuck? That's so random. Oh, jokes are good. Jokes are not. I kind of enjoy the idea that jokes that are shit, right? And I don't mean like those type of shit jokes that are like dad jokes or puns, but jokes that are specifically just. No, this is a terrible joke, but I'm going to wholeheartedly tell you this terrible joke. I do find those quite fun.
Adam, I've just sent you one, which I want you to try and just...
This is on Facebook.
I just try and read out loud. Just try and figure
Facebook,
out what's going on there. Yeah. Just try and figure out what's going on with that.
Okay, let me look.
Just read it out.
Okay, I'll give it a good old read here. Okay, here we go. Okay, so I'll...
No call and response for it either. I just want you to read it out.
Just me, no call and response. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So, knock knock. Toilet. Toilet cat. Who's there? Toilet who? That's the joke. That's the joke.
Knock knock. Toilet cat. Who's there? Toilet who? Was this kid drunk? What's going on?
I feel like this kid is very young.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like this kid is young enough to the point where they don't understand a lot.
They're like old enough to write words, but they don't really understand the words.
I'm not convinced they wrote the words, but I think they had a scribe.
Yeah, maybe they were three or something, right? And they knew the words toilet and cat, and then had heard of the concept of a knock-knock joke, but then didn't really understand how knock-knock jokes sort of work. You know, I don't know. It's definitely a... That's definitely a thing. What have you sent me now?
You'll see.
What do you call a dinosaur with no eyes?
I don't know. What do you call a dinosaur with no eyes?
Shut up!
Shut up! So aggressive!
Oh,
I didn't expect the shut up! It's so bad!
Now that's a good joke. That's... Now that is playing with the form.
Shut up!
If a good joke is, you know, twisting expectations, that is nailed it.
Defy, you need to defy expectations, that I defy expectations.
Expectations were in fact subverted.
It's the logical evolution of what do you call an interrupting cow?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It's the logical step up from that. I can imagine.
What do you call an interrupting cow?
I don't know. What do you call an interrupting cow, Louis?
I don't know either.
Move.
I've never heard
Move.
That one before.
No. The joke is you interrupt them when they're asking the question back. What do you call an interrupting cow? Yeah. I'm just imagining on a stage, right? And they're there. They'd bring an audience. They're asking an audience member, "What do you call a dinosaur with no eyes?" And the audience members just sat there like, "I don't know, what do you call it?" He goes, "Shut up!" Like, straight up looks them in the eyes like, "Shut up!"
I want Frankie Boyle to do that. Or Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr. It's not edgy enough to be Jimmy Carr, I don't think. You know what I mean by edgy enough? Like, it's...
Oh, I know. Michael McIntyre, he's like the family-friendly one, isn't he?
He is a family... Does he do stuff like that? Does he say shut up to people though, Michael? I don't really watch Michael McIntyre, to be fair.
He's bloody shit. He's soft.
I never. The only thing that I found funny about him was that he bobbles his head when he talks.
That's.
He just goes, I'm Michael McIntyre. It's like all he does, basically. It's a weird one. I don't know. Ugh. I don't know. I'm feeling warm, Louis. How are you feeling?
You said you weren't warm by the start of the show.
I wasn't. I'm up now.
Yeah, you are, Adam.
Oh, thank you, Louis. That's very nice of you to say. Very nice of you to say. Have you been playing any video games, Louis?
Bro, I've been playing... I've been playing a lot of video games.
I've been playing
the Destiny 2.
Hmm.
And we have started a Minecraft world together.
Mm.
A bunch of the speedrunners that play Destiny 2.
What's your Minecraft world like? Is it nice?
It's good. It's gonna not be nice very soon because a lot of us are horrible people.
Fair. What's your plan? What's your plan, Lou? What's your first plan?
Make the Ooge Cave.
The Ooge Cave. What's gonna be in the Ooge Cave?
The word ooge.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Yep.
And everyone's going to go in the ooge cave and be like, "Oh, what's in the ooge cave?" Ooge. And they're just going to say the big word ooge and they're like, oh, it just says ooge in it.
Then they're going to be like, "Oh, I want to join the clan." And then Abby's going to be like, "No, you can't."
No, you cannot. Exactly. That's how the ooge works. I assume. Have you played any games, Charlie?
Yeah. I've been mad busy, so I haven't touched anything for like a week. Like, oh my god, it's been horrendous. I've had like last week. But I did before that. I did start and then subsequently get the platinum trophy for the medieval PS4 remake.
I was expecting Paw Patrol.
Oh no! So I did start right. No, yeah. So I did start playing that, and then I realized it didn't have a platinum trophy, so I stopped.
Does it not?
I was fuming. I did finish one level though, and it gave me 7 trophies at the end, which was incredible.
Jesus.
Literally the first level. If you just go through and complete the first level, you get like 7 trophies. But no, I could have. It was on. Was that the day I was playing Paw Patrol? Might have been. It might have been Monday when I was playing it like a lunatic.
Mm.
But it just without the platinum trophy, it just didn't seem worth the effort.
Sure,
I 1000% would have done it though. I can't lie to you. If it had a platinum trophy,
My life is worthless.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not gonna lie to you though. I would like if that game had a platinum, I would have done it. Because it would only taken like 3 hours or something to get it. If it had, it's so. It's made for babies, so I can't say anything.
Yeah.
But that's when I was like, oh, I want to, I felt like getting a platinum. I needed it in my life, so I went and did them. So I went and did the Medieval PS4 remake instead.
I've never played any medieval games. I don't know anything about them.
I really like them. I would say that mechanically they've aged horrendously.
Mm.
And I was hoping, like when you play the PS1 version of it, for example, you can kind of forgive that because it just is what it is. Like, it can't not have aged. Do you know what I mean? It's from a different age, from like 20 or whatever years ago. But I was hoping that with the PS4 one, they would have. I remember the reviews at the time coming out being relatively middling.
I remember them being okay.
Being like sevens.
Yeah.
And like being like, okay, because this was like in the middle of like Crash and Spyro when you're getting like big boy reviews scores and stuff.
Mm.
So I was like, and I remember people being like, it's got issues and it has aged horrendously, specifically the mechanics. It really has, and they haven't changed it at all. Like, they have remade that game. They have not, they haven't added, like, mechanically it's exactly the same as it was on PlayStation 1. And that's kind of an issue because, honestly, the everything else about that game I really love. I feel like it was such a cool candidate for something where if you were given the sort of time and money to sort of go at it and try and sort of just make a modern version of it, it would be fantastic. Because what's there is still good, but again, it's just mechanically really dated and just awkward.
Okay.
And like I say, I really enjoyed it. I went through and got a platinum, so clearly I did.
Mm.
But yeah, there was just that aspect of it. But it's, I really still love that game. I really do. First one especially. I know there was a PSP remake, which is pretty good as well.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, they remade it on PSP, Medieval Resurrection. Which was more of a remake than this was. I don't know. It was a whole thing. It's a whole thing. But yeah, no, listen. If it's cheap, then it's probably worth playing. But its combat is not ideal.
That makes sense.
Some of those levels as well.
Are they
bad? I feel like they're just mad short.
Jesus.
Like, I feel like you play one of those levels, you're like, oh, it's over. All right, fair enough. Like, it's like when you go back to play, like, I guess, like, Crash 1, and some of those levels feel like they're over in, like, 30 seconds. You're like, bloody hell. Fair enough.
I get you.
None of them are particularly bad. There's one or two which are, like, annoying as fuck. But, yeah. It's a good game, though. Good game. And the visuals are great. Oh, it looks great.
I can imagine, sorry. Like, if there's one thing that they're going to nail down, it's the visuals, right?
Yeah, I think I don't know how much budget they had when they were doing it. It feels like when you're playing it, it does feel like it's limited slightly by that, I think. And I feel like when they looked at the budget they had and the scope, they went, right, okay, we don't really have the time to significantly modernize and develop this. So we'll sort of stay true and faithful because we can nail that. And they did nail that. It's just the problem is
just they stay true and faithful, and that stuff's not aged well yet.
Yeah, but the actual like and don't get me wrong, even some of the graphics are a bit like, there's the first boss, for example, I think looks shoddy as all hell, but most of the time it looks fantastic. And it does some really cool camera stuff where if you go back and play the original PlayStation 1 game, it is very much like, I mean, the camera, as it with most PlayStation 1 games, is pretty crap.
PlayStation 1 stuff, camera was hard.
Yeah, just back in those days, cameras were not what they are today.
No.
And so the camera is obviously a lot better and stuff, but So, but a lot of levels start with some really nice framing, and when you talk to certain characters, the camera will move into a way that's like just really nice, and you look at it and you're just like, oh, this is bangs. It at the time it was very clearly heavily inspired by Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
And you can see that still now, but like, it's just, it is really good looking. It's almost a shame, because I enjoyed it, and when I finished it, I was like, I enjoyed that, but it did almost make you think, but what if they just, if they really went at it, it would have been like an 8 and 9, like good game.
But whereas now fully, you're just like, yeah, that's a fun remade thing. It made it work well for modern designs and modern platformers and stuff. Yeah
Which unfortunately is not what I did. But it is good. It's still fun. It's still good. That's the main thing I did, because obviously I got a platinum on that. I did play some other things, but I can't remember what it was. I did play Paw Patrol for like 6 levels. I think I finished half of Paw Patrol on a roll.
Oh, really?
Before I stopped. I thought about just finishing it for the bans. I was like, I'm just going to finish this for the joke of finishing this. And I could have, but it was the hottest day in history. It was literally the hottest day ever recorded in this country. Yes. I was plus 40 degrees at that point. I was like, I can't be arsed doing this for another hour. It's just not what I can be arsed to do. What else did I play? I feel like there's something, but I can't remember what. But yeah, no, the last like 6 days or something, I've been stupidly busy. The last like 3 days specifically, this is how bad it is, maybe 4 days actually. I'm in this chair, which is at my computer, and I would wake up, work, like no, like just come straight, sit down, start working on editing and the things I have to do. Then it would go until about 3 o'clock in the morning, where I would fall asleep in this chair at my desk while editing, like hand on the mouse.
Jesus, dude.
Then I'd wake up and things would be moved around and I would be confused. And it's because I clicked and moved something as I was falling asleep. And then I would go to the sofa, which is by where I am.
Yes.
Sleep on that for like 3 hours, get up, come sit back down, work, until I physically couldn't again, go sleep for like 3 hours, come back like that. And I haven't done anything but that.
That's insane.
In the last 4 days. So
you need to go to bed.
Yeah, it's because I'm going away. It's because I'm going away on,
yes,
what is it, Saturday. What day is it today? It's Wednesday.
We're
going away on Saturday, so I'm having to do like 2 weeks work in about the space of a week.
Jesus Christ.
And I've got more stuff on than usual, so I'm just trying to plow through it all to make sure it's all done.
That sounds nightmarish.
My God, is it horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't sound particularly fun.
No, thankfully I've only got one more video to go and then I'm done.
That's good.
So by tomorrow, I'll actually be able to do something that isn't work.
Like sleep.
Imagine that. Like sleep in a bed.
I know, what's that? It's nonsense.
In a bed. My God. My God. Go to the shop and buy actual food.
Ugh. Insane.
What about you? Played anything?
I've been pretty unwell the last couple of weeks. I've had problems with my foot. Then problems with my toe, then problems with my knee, which is like, oh, and I'm like starting to recover a bit now. So I haven't been playing too much, just been playing like, I guess, stuff on my phone, like Super Auto Pets is fun. Not loads. I got back in, I'm getting back into Final Fantasy 14, which is probably bad. Like there's a big amount of loads of videos and streams and stuff just sort of like thrown my way, and I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll watch sort of some stuff on that, cool, why not. And then like it just, you know, when you just see enough of a thing and you just go like, you know what, fancy giving that another go, fancy jumping on that for a bit. Just sort of happened, because I've not played it for a long time. I've not played it for a while, and a friend of mine started playing it again, and then I started seeing all these videos come up, and I was like, yeah, sure, I guess I could jump back in. It's fun. I don't know if there's loads to do that I've not done, but I don't know what I want to do on it. So I'm just sort of goofing around and leveling up and taking pictures, because that's all I ever do on that game anyway, other than the story stuff.
Sure.
I really want to play, like, the problem is, I really want to play it with friends. And I've been playing this game more or less as a single player game since I started playing it. And like you can play, I know it's an MMO, but you can sort of play it as a single player game. But
I'm gonna be honest, most MMOs kind of are single player games, to be honest. Like a lot of them have multiplayer aspects, but like most of the grind or most of the busy work is done solo.
I mean, yeah, you can do. I mean, the only thing, I guess, the things that I want to do it with a friend, though. Like, you can do quests and stuff, but I want to do it with a friend. Like, I want to walk around the world with a friend and have antics and shit, you know, and not just be like, oh, I'm walking on the thing doing quests again, or I'm going in a dungeon on Duty Finder and just matching up with random people who I don't really know and probably don't massively want to talk to. You know, it would just be nice to have like a group of people that I am actually friends with, that I actually like spending time with, to do these things with, you know. But I have friends in all. It kind of makes me think I should move to like an American server, because I know there are people who I would spend time with an American server. But I also don't know if I want to just like ditch the European server completely and just go, fuck it, let's go to America. It's a weird idea. But I mean, yeah, I could play with a friend then, which would be good.
You never know. You might run into the moderator that banned me from the Destiny 2 LFG Discord.
Maybe. Who knows? But do.
That's my big thing. With, like...
And then you can ask him to unban me. Which you should definitely do, Adam.
Yeah.
You should ask him... like repeatedly to unban me,
of course,
because that's what my friends have been, that's what my other friends do.
Oh, well, stalk him on other games.
To be fair, I'm probably never getting unbanned because of that.
No,
but yeah, my friends repeatedly ask this guy who banned me repeatedly to unban me, like. Yeah, they don't stop.
They don't. I mean, that's probably not going to help, is it? Unless he gives in eventually.
Not help my case, no.
No. What were you going to say, Charlie?
I was just going to say, fuck multiplayer games, basically. Like, I just can't. I can't. That's one of my things when I'm playing, is I naturally want to play by myself. And I just feel... Yeah.
I feel kind of lonely in that. Like, I enjoy playing games on myself. Like by myself and stuff like that. I play mostly single player games, you know. I do, but the fact, I think the fact that I'm playing an MMO makes me feel more like I should be playing with other people, and the fact that I'm not makes me feel a bit more like, oh, this is kind of, it's kind of sad, right? It's kind of, you know, not that you can't. You can, like I said, you can play through the entire story on your own, and that's perfectly fine. That's a valid way to play the game as well. It's a valid way to play the game that they're supporting more and more as well. Like they're going back in and making older content able to play in single player modes, which is really cool. But like the fact that it's got that big MMO title, that big MMO label, to me is like, but I should be playing it with other people. Like what's the point of it being an MMO? That's always concerns me.
Concerns is probably the right word. When you get like presentations like E3 or whatever, and you'll see the next Destiny wannabe, if we're being honest about it, and they're like, oh, you can play it by yourself as well as with other people, and it's like, yeah.
Oh, we have a term for those games. The quote-unquote Destiny killers.
I mean, yeah.
I mean,
because that's what they're always branded as. They're always like marketed as Destiny killers.
Yeah.
It's like,
I understand why.
If something is designed to be played by multiple people at once, and then you play it by yourself, you really feel it. I think so.
I understand why there's a stress on trying to make Final Fantasy 14 more single player, and that's because
out of all of the MMOs, that one makes the most sense.
Because all of the big Final Fantasy fans who were put off by it being an MMO want to play it on their own, right? They want to play it and have the same experience that they'd have playing any other kind of game, and that makes perfect sense. But the fact that you can play it, and I do play it with other people, just not people I know. You know, like I jump into a dungeon or a raid or whatever, and I'm like, these are just people that I don't know. It would be cool to be with people that I do know, people that I'm actually friends with. And I find a lot of the like clan FC whatever stuff is kind of weird as well, because you got to find people you actually gel with, which is hard.
Yeah, it's always difficult. But that's I mean, we've had this conversation on your streams, for example, when you've been playing Final Fantasy, and I'll be watching you, and I'm just like, I just can't. It's the same as all of those sort of things. I feel like although I understand. Although I think with Final Fantasy, it's difficult to say this because obviously it's Final Fantasy. And so there is certainly there's a reason why you would want to make that MMO as single player-y as possible.
Yeah.
Because that's what Final Fantasy has traditionally.
That's what it is, yeah. You want to play it through the story and the characters and the whatever else.
I feel like at that point, though, you're losing out something. I feel like if you want to make something single player, you should just make it single player. And if you want to make something.
I mean, there's definitely a conversation to be had for that. I feel like there are definitely times, and I don't think this is a very popular opinion within the Final Fantasy 14 community. I just think it's an opinion that I have. There are definitely times where this game being an MMO makes the overall experience of the game worse, I think.
Mm.
And there are times where I've been watching people play it and stuff recently as well. I'm like, you know what, this element, this part of the story would work so much better as a traditional JRPG or whatever, right? But there are a lot of people who kick back at that and say, well, actually, no, the reason why it's able to tell this story over such a long period of time is because it's an MMO, mm-hmm. and other games no other game would be allowed the amount of airtime Final Fantasy XIV's had to get to the point where it is as good as it is. Because it is good. Like, the story is great where it is now and stuff like that. It's just, it's like 10 years old now or something like that, and no single player game gets 10 years worth of content patches, right? No, there isn't a single one.
Yeah, GTA, I guess, but I mean,
it's online is its biggest focus though, right? Now, anyway.
Is that not the same? If it's not the same? Sure, same argument I would make about Final Fantasy 14 now.
Sure, I get what you mean, yeah.
But I don't disagree with you.
Yeah. And differences and stuff like that. If it was just Final Fantasy 14 and it came out and it was a single player game, it would have just come out and gone and finished, and no one would talk about it again, I think. Or some people would talk about it because it's Final Fantasy, but you know, that's the sole thing. Whereas now it's like one of the biggest MMOs in the market and one of the biggest money makers for Square and stuff like that. So, you know, yeah, I don't know. The weird one.
Well, it's one of the few that managed to break through into being an actual moneymaker.
Well, yeah, it's one of those games, because everyone was like, I think to be fair, it's because it didn't try and focus. It's like Louis talking about the Destiny killer shit. It's like when you don't turn up and go, my entire purpose is to defeat this other game.
Yeah.
You're far more successful as a product.
Yeah.
Like it was like with all the Halo killers back in the day, right? Almost none of them came off anywhere near successful.
But that's the thing. I don't know if any publisher or developer ever goes, we're going to kill Halo. I feel like that's purely a marketing term. I don't think anyone ever goes into it thinking, we're going to get Halo. We're going to get Destiny. We're going to get
I think people do. We're going to get it, but we're going to. We're gonna make a game like that and try and pivot off the success of that, right?
Yeah,
of course, like, it's just that they just make very similar products that are inevitably not going to do as well.
Yeah, that's
with the exception of probably Fortnite.
there's some exceptions, I mean, like Fortnite.
But
yeah.
I mean, Fortnite didn't do as well until it all of a sudden did, right? Like,
when they tried to copy something, then it did.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah, sure.
Before it was copying, what it was doing.
It was a fort building. It was just like a fort building game, a survival fort building game.
Yeah, it was Orcs Must Die. It was whatever. It wasn't the most unbelievably unique thing in the world, but it was when I literally remember the day Fortnite Battle Royale came out. I remember the day because me and my mate, we'd been talking about getting PUBG for ages because we both loved PUBG and wanted to play it together, but we neither of us have ever owned it. And we were talking about it. And then the day it came out, we went, oh, that flipping dodgy PUBG, PUBG clones just come out. Should we try it? And we're like, yeah, fine. And then like, obviously the rest was history, but
yeah,
it's one of those things where like that also has the added benefit of having no barrier to entry, which is something that, for example, which is something you see more and more often, obviously, but back in the day, when you're talking like Halo Killers, you obviously have to pay like 40 quid plus to get to gain entry into the Halo Killer in the first place.
Yeah, and then wasn't anywhere near as good, and you were just like, well, I might as well just bought Halo.
Whereas literally, I don't think either of me or my mate would ever have gone near Fortnite, but it was free, so.
Yeah, it being
free. Which is why we played it as opposed to flipping PUBG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things being free is also a big, big, big deal. Like in terms of popularity, like Fall Guys would never have been anywhere near as popular as it was. And to be fair, continues to be if it wasn't free on like PS Plus when it came out, right?
Yeah, also,
Rocket League, yeah.
I was going to say, like, I think Fortnite would never have beaten the likes of PUBG if it wasn't for the fact that it was free.
No, no chance. Free games, who'd have thought if you give people something for free, they end up enjoying it?
Insane how successful that thing is.
It is.
Like, it makes sense, but at the same time, mad. Yeah. Mad.
Madness. And now PUBG's just kind of doesn't exist anymore.
It does. But it's just not.
No one talks about it
in the same way.
No one talks about it.
Yeah, it still exists.
I'm sure it exists.
The problem with it is that the game's fun. Like the conception of it, and even like the maps are like fun to roam and explore. But the problem is, it looks like and plays like a game that was made in 2004. And like, that's kind of the problem for a game made in, you know, nearly two decades, like a decade and a half later. I think it came out in like, to be fair, it probably came out in like, what, 2014, 15? Oh,
I'm not sure exactly when it is. That's my guess. My guess is 2016.
I think PUBG came out, my gut says about 2016 as well, because obviously it was, obviously the idea of it was around for ages and there were, you know, it grew out of
people made like H1Z1, which was an Arma 2 mod.
Came out 2017, no, boys.
H1Z1 was a Sony produced game, but it was.
Oh, really? DayZ was the Arma mod.
It came out 2017.
Yeah, there you go. And then you had H1Z1, which came out after.
Was that the release?
I imagine that was the release.
It was in beta for like the longest time, and then it got popular when it was still in its beta stage.
To be fair, it does say here on the Wikipedia that PUBG Battlegrounds was first released for Steam's early access beta program in March 2017, and then the full release was in December 2017.
Oh, okay,
and then because you had DayZ, you had the armor mod, you had. Then you had the actual DayZ that came out. You had H1Z1, Z1,
whatever,
however you want to call it. Yeah. And then obviously PUBG and K from all of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of those are, yeah. A little bit earlier.
I mean, the flipping, whatever you want to call them, I don't know what you want to call it. I mean, PUBG lives through, what you call it? Callisto Protocol, isn't it? So.
What?
The, do you remember that Dead Space looking game that kept coming up?
I'm just looking at it now. There's a universe, isn't there?
It was meant to be a PUBG universe. Game, but it no longer is.
Yeah, the Callisto Protocol.
They were like, we think we've got something here in this cool story, blah, 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 let's not do that. And they were like, yeah, fair enough, and they didn't. But it was originally, when they started making it, part of the PUBG universe.
I don't know what that means, but then, I'm not, like, anywhere near... knowledgeable about PUBG as I should be, so
the thing is, I don't think they knew what it meant either. I'm not sure they
didn't know if there was such a thing as a PUBG universe.
And I don't think anyone did, and I think that was part of the initial, like, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean the Dead Space guy is making a Dead Space game but set in the PUBG? What does that mean? And no one knew, and then eventually they were like, yeah, we're dropping the PUBG bit of it. It's just the same thing.
It just doesn't make any sense. It's like as if PUBG had a lore or something behind it, and I don't know, man. Maybe it does. Maybe there's a proper lore to PUBG that I'm missing.
But yeah, they're owned by the same... They're owned by the PUBG people that develop.
Well, one thing I will say is that Battle Royale, fucking fantastic film.
Yeah.
Can't watch it.
Is it because it's Korean?
No, it's because it's kids killing kids. It just stresses me out.
Fair enough.
It just something about that concept just stresses me out. I studied English literature, right? And they made us read all of those books as well.
Yeah.
So we did like Lord of the Flies. We need to talk about
it's a
Heaven,
brilliant. It's like it's genuinely a brilliant film.
Yeah, but I can't be dealing with it. I tried. I just can't. Literally, I get to the scene where they're in the classroom. And then that's it. I can't be dealing with it. That part, I'm just like,
oh, no. It's children.
Nope. Not having it. This makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's kind of the point.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want it to be.
Yeah, he doesn't want it to.
So I turn it off and I watch, like, Hitch by Will Smith. I haven't seen Hitch in many, many years. But you understand what I'm saying.
Sure. You'd rather watch something a bit more comfortable.
I just would rather not watch. It's something. It's specifically kids killing kids. Just I cannot deal with it.
Mm.
And it just freaks. It makes me feel so unbelievably uncomfortable. I don't like it.
Does it turn you into the freakazoid?
I mean, I wouldn't have worded it like that.
I don't think even you two would get that reference.
Yeah, I know what Freakazoid is, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you were born in the 80s, of course you do.
Of course I am. I'm fucking old, dude. I know what Freakazoid is.
I mean,
Freakazoid's so cool.
I like Freakazoid.
I was going to push back on the 80s thing, but I guess technically it's true. And
Yeah, I was born in
the 80s. I don't make the laws of maths, so no. Fair enough.
How could you push back fair that enough. I was born in the 80s?
Spiritually, I would say you weren't.
You're like, oh, but I don't think 89 is the 80s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Spiritually, I don't think it counts.
True.
But then again, you must have seen
6 months. I don't remember any of it. I was alive for 6 months of it.
I spoke in very specific fact. I said Adam was born in the 80s.
I'm not an 80s child, yeah. But I was born in the 80s.
He was born in the 80s. That was fact. Everything I stated was fact.
That's why I'm saying I decided not.
Adding go, oh, Adam, so 80s. Ooh.
Did you know, Charlie, that Calvin Harris had love for me?
Yeah, he told me. He was very adamant about it.
He was, yeah. I feel like that's a reference for Olivia and Charlie.
He was very adamant about it. He really told me.
He did. I feel like nobody realized. I feel like nobody remembers those early Calvin Harris songs where he was like, just a fucking nerdy dude.
A nerdy dude in his bedroom in Scotland, being like, oh, bow, bow.
It's like I was listening to Flipping.
Do you remember he did a song with two people called the Mitchell Brothers, called "I Wish I Could Move Like Michael Jackson"?
No, but that does ring a bell.
The Mitchell Brothers.
It came on. It's not them. And that's not the them, saddest part. It like came on shuffle like a couple of hours ago, and I hadn't heard it in for fucking ever. And
so it's
so...
not made by our mates Grant and Big Phil.
No, unfortunately not. But like, they really do have like they sing on it, right? The Mitchell Brothers sing on it.
Mm.
And then it's just the instrumental is the most Calvin Harris instrumental from that time period possible. Like, if I played it to you, you would go, that's Calvin Harris' first album era. There isn't a single doubt about it. It's a shame we didn't get more of that. Because even the second album was jumping straight into that kind of...
The sort of, like, proper club banger stuff, right?
house sort of popular. I don't know. Whereas that first album was so.
It was like, just like, fuck it, let's just do weird shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I miss that.
I get all the girls. I was thinking about
fucking girls, man. It's a great song.
It's a fucking, just those beats are so good, man. Like it isn't a shock to me that he's as successful a DJ and producer as he is.
Yeah.
But they just banged so much. They did. What about if he just released one of them just now? Just blopped it out.
We don't need Funkwave Bounces Volume 2. We need 80s Volume 2 or whatever.
There's a wrestling thing. They review old school wrestling and they have Acceptable in the 80s is like their theme song.
Oh really?
Yeah. Shout out OSW review.
Damn. There you go. It was Acceptable.
And every time I hear it, I'm just like, yes.
It's like, rrr.
It's such a good song, man. Acceptable in the 80s.
It is good. I enjoyed that song. I'm gonna listen to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the exact same. But that's whenever we wrap this up, that's gonna be
the first song
for the next 8 hours.
Just all Calvin Harris.
Oh, just all Acceptable in the 80s.
I have a habit of like doing stuff like that where I will pick a song and listen to just that song for hours.
What was the last song you did that with? I'm the worst at it, and I asked because my answer to that question is insane. So what's the last song you like just deeps like that?
It's a good question.
I don't know. It's got to be something recent. I'm actually gonna look on Spotify right now and see what was
exactly what I'm doing.
I feel like it's a Stevie Wonder song.
The last one that I actually listened to like that was Art Sick by Tricot.
Oh, what a song, man. Yeah. What a song. I fucking love that song. Sorry. I've never heard... Oh, Adam, this is why we're friends. No one's ever referenced that song.
Endlessly like, oh, damn, this is fucking magical.
It's so good. The bit when she just starts belting is so good. No one's ever... Like, that was the first song I ever heard from them. And my girlfriend sent it to me, and I was like, this is fucking great. And she was like, yeah, it's good. And like, she moved on with her life, and I never did.
No. It's 5 minutes long, and I'd sit there, and I go, wait, has 5 minutes gone already?
Oh.
And then I just replay it. Because every 5 minutes is not long enough. It's at the top of my on repeat.
I know what the song was now. It was a Stevie Wonder song.
Oh.
It was Something to Say by Stevie Wonder.
Something to Say.
Nice.
Such a good song. You should listen to that song. That song is so, so good.
The last Stevie Wonder song I did it with specifically was Sir Duke. That wasn't the last song I did it with, but the last Stevie Wonder song.
So
the last
song you did it with was fucking a Basement Jacks one? Or...
No, although, you know,
yeah,
that was a plan.
That was the plan, sure. But now it's Calvin Harris.
Adam, you probably know what the last song was. I'll give you a clue, I tweeted about it.
Oh, I did see. I don't remember what you posted, but I definitely saw it, yeah.
It was, of course, Axel F by Crazy Frog. I listened to that the other day when I was editing for, no lie, I think like 4 hours on loop.
Who made Crazy Frog? I'm curious.
I think there were some Swedish guys. What's crazy about it now is the guy who produced it, who produced that specifically Axel F by Crazy Frog, is now in charge of Sony's A&R.
Oh my god.
He's now like the head of A&R at Sony. And I'm like, and that was like his like third song he produced. And I'm just the power.
I can just imagine, right? Your girlfriend walks into the editing room and you're there like editing and just like headphones on and just burr, 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 and then just you suddenly just are like bing bing like singing along going bop bop or whatever.
Let's do the Crazy Frog breakdown. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, it's one of those, it's a bot, bruv. The people they don't,
I don't, one thing I don't get is that why does the frog have a penis?
I thought you could have just ended it with the one thing I don't get is
why does the frog exist?
Why does it have a? Why does it? Why has he got to have a dick, man? I don't get it. Why is that a thing?
Bro.
Why does it have to... Why?
Bro.
Why?
The frog, right, was so big, they had not one, but two games.
I saw a list the other day, and it was like... They had three racing games, right?
I only knew of two. Did they make a third?
I
know they had Crazy Frog Racer, and then... Crazy Frog Racer 2.
Racing. Maybe there were only two. But it was fucking outside Xbox, I think. And it was, I believe it was Ellen, and she was like, yeah, it was just the two. I believe she was like, not only did they make one Crazy Frog Racer, they made two. And
yeah.
Like, how do they make two?
They're really bad as well.
What does that mean?
Of course they're really bad. I didn't expect anything else.
True.
2005 or whenever that was a wild time.
Yes, the original was in 2005.
I remember
Crazy
walking
Frog Racer
into...
2 was 2006, 2007.
It I was, remember. I feel like it was a big thing in UK schools back
huge.
Then too.
It was massive.
So UK schools,
bro,
like...
bro, the school, the year six leaving assembly popped off when it was huge.
It was everybody's ringtone. Mine was the fucking Billy Hatcher thing, but. It was everybody else's ringtone.
It was mine. It was. I can tell you for a fact that it was definitely mine.
Mm.
This is the thing, right? I hated it at the time. I despised it.
I thought
incorrectly, right? I thought that the We Are the Champions version Crazy Frog did was better, which I think was on.
What?
I want to say the second album. I think it was the lead single of the second album, right? And I was like, I liked that, but I hated the Crazy Frog. I don't know. It just pissed me off.
It's
because
he's annoying.
But,
it's in his
name. I know, but why it's weird is that now I unashamedly
love
it so much.
Oh.
That's what I find weird about it. It's not necessarily that I hated it then. It's that now I like it. Now I'm like, bruv, the people, they don't know about XLF,
the people know about it. They just choose to ignore it.
Ding a dang dong, we're the champions. We are the champions, my friends. Ugh.
The people do know about Crazy Frog.
I loved it. I full on loved it as a kid, mate. I can't hide that. Like it was my ringtone, man. Like I had a CD. I actually had a CD.
Did you really?
Yeah, Crazy Frog.
I had a CD.
The album was called like Crazy Hits, I think, and it was orange.
Yes, it was. It was that album.
Yes, I remember it. I remember it well. I remember it well because it was almost certainly number one in this country.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Almost certainly. There's almost no way that it wasn't.
Ding a dang dog, we're the champions. We are the champions. Do you know what else popped off at the year six leaving assembly? Cha-Cha Slide. Do you know what's mad about Cha-Cha Slide? Kids today like Cha-Cha Slide.
Do they?
And I don't understand. Yeah, do you remember before the pandemic when
it kind of became very timeless, I think.
I think it did as well. I didn't realize this, but you know, before the pandemic when I was doing loads of like parties and stuff, when I was working at loads of parties, and I remember going to, we did a kids party and my friend was DJing it and I can't remember what I was doing. I think I was like setting up games consoles or something. And, like, he put on Cha-Cha Slide, and the kids fucking popped, bruv. And they knew all of the words and were doing the dance and shit. And I'm like, however many years later, like, Cha-Cha Slide still bangs. And I'm like, because that seemed like such a specific moment in my childhood. And yet, it's still, like, it's still a thing, and I don't understand.
Yeah, that's mad. That is something that happens. I don't know, man. I can't imagine it.
Pop culture is a wild beast.
Pop culture.
Shout out Mr. But C, the
thing
slide man.
What also I think might have added to it as well, like, to be fair, you two don't really go out to clubs very much.
No, not really.
So we don't really know. But they like, a lot of the times you're going to a club and they'll be playing the songs that we listened to as kids.
Oh, yeah.
Or that we heard as kids.
That's because all the people who were, it's because. Music for a lot of people, not necessarily for us, because I know that we're more into that, but I think music for a lot of people is solely nostalgia. And so, like, if you go to a club,
they're going to play fucking Pretty Green Eyes or whatever, because that's when the clubs, that's what everyone played 20 years ago. So they're going to play it again now because everyone still loves it, and everyone absolutely completely wasted is going to sing the hearts out to it. And it's just, it's like, it's fucking Mr. Brightside, right? It's the reason why Mr. Brightside is like still in the UK charts. Like it never left the UK top 40.
That song bangs like no other song bangs.
Because you play it on a night out and literally everybody in the room is like, like absolutely going mad, right?
It's actually insane how much like that song pops off.
It's actually mad.
Is it bad to admit that I don't like that song?
But when you're drunk, you'll fucking love it.
No, even when I'm drunk, I don't sing along to it. I just don't like it at all.
Do you know what? I like it, but I'm not like super fussed.
Sure.
It's one of those songs that I like it, and I'm like, yeah, that's good. And like sometimes I vibe it, but like
I'll enjoy it. But when I'm drunk, yeah, I'm pretty on it.
See, this is my problem as well. When I'm in those situations, I'm sober, and so I dislike it more.
That's fair. No, I understand.
Because I'm just like, oh, shut up. I can't be arsed with this. Fine, it's only like 3 minutes. It'll be over soon.
It's not that long. But I think that's kind of what it is. And that's why the clubs still play like bangers from people's childhoods, is because everyone who's out nowadays, people who go to clubs nowadays are, maybe my age is overdoing a bit, but they're definitely like your age, Louis. And so like,
I don't know, 27 is starting to push it.
Yeah, it's starting to push it a bit, but they're definitely still of that age, right? And so that's the target audience is people who listened to those songs when they were kids and still want that nostalgia and that happiness that comes with remembering songs from your childhood. Weirdly.
Well, it's definitely not gained by being an adult.
What, nostalgia?
No, being happy.
I mean, that too.
Not wrong.
That not too, wrong. Yeah, you're not wrong, man. You're not wrong. But that's why I don't like, I've never liked the sort of like wedding DJ stuff, because it's all that kind of stuff. I like music now. I know I'm weird. I like music now. So I want to listen to music from now. And that makes me really sort of, it puts me in a very weird place where, like, I'll still have nostalgia for all of that shit, right? I'm still going to have nostalgia for Mr. Brightside or whatever. But it's to the point where I'm just like, yeah, but I'd like to hear that fucking new Lizzo song or whatever, right? Because that's cool. Or whatever else. I don't really like the Harry Styles song, but as it was, right? I'm sure someone plays that out there at fucking summer barbecues and we're like, yeah, fair play.
I think that's the problem, though, is you're not... You'll find it if it's just, you know...
Yeah.
If you're DJing a wedding or whatever, you have one task.
You have one task, yeah. And your task is to make all the adults feel like they are 10 again.
That's just making the people happy, innit?
No, I make them feel specifically like they're at the school discos and they can slide around in their socks.
Well, I know, like, because obviously, like, again, because I did, like, the DJing stuff and all the other bits and pieces, and, like, you do, it's like some people do want, like, some people do have, like, yeah, just play whatever you want.
That's what it is. That's what the wedding set is, though, isn't it? Yeah.
But, like, the vast majority of the time.
Yeah, they want the wedding songs. They want Cha Cha
Slide. If you aren't told specifically, like, to if you're vibing it, then you are just. Yeah. Playing the safe songs.
Yeah, of course. You want the fucking that Michael Jackson song, "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough," right? Yeah, they want
great
that
song. To be fair,
they want the Michael Jackson. They want Mr. Brightside. They want the Cha Cha Slide. They might even want Axel.
I think that would rile more people up than it wouldn't.
maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I feel like we've had a good long conversation today about all sorts of nice stuff. So hopefully you've enjoyed the long conversations about stuff. And if you have, you can always give us a little follow or subscribe on Twitter, on the things, on the YouTubes. That I really fucked that one up.
Follow us next week. I'll actually talk about Stray, the game I was meant to play.
I was meant to play Stray as well, but then my foot got fucked and I'd not been able to download it.
So please stay tuned. We actually have something to talk about next week.
So next week, me and Louis will talk about the cat game.
I mean,
2 weeks too late.
who cares about being good,
right? Yeah, fuck it. Thank you very much, everyone, for watching, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, 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 bye. Ding, ding.